Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at the horse's trot gait in dressage. Now, the trot is perhaps the horse's most versatile pace. In addition to the basic working trot, the gait can be collected and extended, and in advanced dressage horses, the trot can be ultra refined to show the passage and the piaffe. But before you can ride each variation of the trot correctly, it's important to understand how the trot works and how the different facets of the gait are judged. So firstly, let's look at how the trot works. So the trot has a two-beat rhythm, during which the horse's alternate diagonal legs move in the following sequence. So the left fore and the right hind move together, and then the right fore and the left hind move together. There should be a clear moment of suspension in between this movement, where all of the horse's feet are off the floor. Now, it's this moment of suspension that gives the trot its expression and its lift. But it's super important to note that the two-beat rhythm should remain the same throughout all variations of the trot. So now let's look at the working trot. So the working trot is the variation of the pace that you will use most when schooling your horse at home during the early stages of his training. So working trot is what you'll be asked to show in dressage tests up to and including elementary level in British dressage. So the dressage judge is looking for a good quality working trot. Now, in order to achieve this, the sequence and the rhythm as described above must be correct. The horse should work forward from behind, over a supple and swinging back, with the quarters engaged to put him in an uphill balance. All of these qualities give the trot elasticity and cadence. The horse's hind feet should step clearly into the prints left by the forefeet, and any signs of irregularity in the rhythm or stepping short behind can be indicative of tension and stiffness and will be penalised. So now let's look at the collected trot. So the collected trot demands greater self-carriage from the horse. So the horse should remain on the bit and he should be moving forwards with his neck raised and arched. His hocks will be engaged and flexed, and he should be stepping well underneath his centre of gravity, and he will move forward, uphill and with good impulsion. Although the steps in the collected trot are shorter than that in the working trot, the elasticity and the cadence are just as pronounced, and the horse should demonstrate greater mobility of the shoulders. So next up, let's look at the medium trot. So the medium trot shows a moderate lengthening of the horse's strides. So the horse should move forward without rushing, and he should smoothly lengthen his strides, both in front and behind, to cover more ground than in the working trot. The horse should lengthen his frame too, without losing balance and diving onto his forehand. Throughout this movement, the horse should maintain the correct rhythm and regularity of the trot steps. So lastly, let's look at the extended trot. So in the extended trot, the horse covers the maximum amount of ground he can without hurrying and losing his balance. His forefeet should touch the ground on the spot towards which they are pointing, and the movement of the hind and forelegs should reach equally forward in the moment of extension. The whole movement should be spectacular, yet it should remain balanced and smooth. So to wrap this episode up, in the early stages of your horse's training, you will be concentrating on developing a good, rhythmical and active working trot. Now, as your horse's balance and engagement improves, you can then begin to include some medium steps into his schooling repertoire. But if you have a young horse or a green horse, always ride your trot work rising so that he can use his back, and allow older horses enough time to warm up before taking sitting trot. So based on this criteria, how would you rate your horse's trot? Let us know in the comments below. Now, depending on how you're listening to this podcast, that could be in the comment box at the bottom of the blog post, it could be on our YouTube video, or you can grab us on any one of our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.